This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, this segment of the show. Hour number two is sponsored by the great U.S. Gold Bureau. We love them. They sponsor both my national radio and my national TV show. Main title sponsor of this radio show in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau, owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, so you know you can trust them. U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about buying and sell precious metals, and I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. It includes 100 American silver eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. What a great Christmas gift, right? All coins, investment quality. Give it to your kids. Give it to your grandkids. Give it to your nieces and nephews. How about one for the kids in your classroom that you really love? How about one as a reward for the kid who gets the best grade in your classroom? Get the coins at actual dealer cost, which includes free shipping and 100% free delivery insurance. Dealer cost means you get them wholesale. They'll show you their invoice, U.S. Gold, and whatever they pay, you'll pay. Order today and also get a free official U.S. Mint storage box with your order. This box holds 500 coins to store your whole collection, so here's your first 100, and you have room for the next 400. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root, usgoldbureau.com/root. Call the number for the show, America's most caller-friendly show, 833-WAR-TALK. We take calls at any time they come in. But especially in hour number three, the Newsmax hour, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. Root for America is my website, rootforamerica.com, wayneroot@gmail.com is my email. Love to hear from you. Twitter, @real, R-E-A-L, Wayne Root. This story just out, Stormy Daniels says, Michael Avenatti sued Trump for defamation against my wishes. This is, when a love story comes to a bitter end, this is the Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti story. Porn star also says her lawyer refused to give her information about how her crowdfunding money was being spent and launched a second crowdfund without her knowledge. Isn't this wonderful? Stormy Daniels is now taking the upper high road. The porn star is sitting on top, as it were, over Michael Avenatti. Can you imagine what that relationship was like? He was more than her lawyer. Trust me. Trust me. They held their conference calls in bed, if you ask me. But I'll say allegedly, might have, could have. I can picture it all going on right now. Michael Avenatti. That guy is just bad news, you know? Don't forget, he's got a girlfriend now who says he beat the crap out of her and literally threw her out of the apartment, semi-naked and left her out in the hallway and gave her massive bruises. This is the Michael Avenatti that's such a hero fighting Donald Trump on behalf of the left. Same guy with a client who claimed she was gang raped by Brett Kavanaugh, and then it turned out there wasn't any shred of evidence to prove any of it, and she's about to be prosecuted along with Avenatti by the United States Congress. They're having a hearing to determine whether they'll be prosecuting them. But the tables have turned. I'll get back to the story I was talking about in hour number one. Not guilty verdict for Marine who shot an armed invader breaking into his home. Can you imagine this Wayne County prosecutor, Kim Worthy? I haven't looked her up yet. I should look her up. She is one piece of work. This is not a nice person. Can you imagine Wayne Root being a prosecutor and a United States Marine, an active duty United States Marine, shoots at a guy? Oh, here's Kim Worthy. I looked her up. Yeah, current prosecutor of Wayne County, Michigan, home to Detroit. First African-American woman to serve as a county prosecutor in Michigan. Whew. So that's good. I think that's a wonderful thing, but I think she's a horrible person. Can you imagine wanting to prosecute a United States Marine who shoots at a guy who had a gun that was breaking into his house? It's just incredible. You just can't believe it. They charged this poor Marine And I don't know what the color of his skin is, but he could very well be black. It doesn't matter. When I see a Marine, I don't care if you're black, white, or Hispanic. I love you. I love you. And this poor Marine in Westland, Michigan, his name is Joey Nelson, active duty Marine, and he faced these charges. Multiple felonies, assault with intent to murder, assault with intent to do great bodily harm, assault with dangerous weapon, three counts of committing a felony with a firearm. What you want to do, put him in jail for life for shooting a man, breaking into his house with a gun? And this prosecutor wanted to put him in jail for life? What is the matter with these people? What is wrong with you, Kim Worthy? Liberalism is a mental illness, and you're clearly mentally ill. Clearly. The guy trying to break into the house was Michael Scott Wilson. He cops a plea deal for immunity and winds up with probation by pleading guilty to carry concealed with no license. So they just had the jury, and it ended up today. And the nightmare is over. The verdict return was not guilty on all charges. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Nelson's father has been very active posting about the case on Facebook. He delivered the good news as well as thank yous to all those who helped out, especially those who donated to the GoFundMe account. Not guilty on all charges. Thank you, God. And I hope there's a punishment somewhere in hell for Kim Worthy. See, I used to love prosecutors. My God, prosecutors to me were like cops. They were good people on the side of good people prosecuting bad people. They were getting the bad guys. There are some really bad prosecutors. You show me a Democrat prosecutor, I'll show you a bad guy, or gal in this case, Kim Worthy. First African-American woman to serve as a county prosecutor in Michigan. Okay, good. Good for you. But, again, this goes along with what I said at the very beginning of the show, that in Berkeley, the liberal students said, you know, when they graded the teachers, they graded the white males better. So the liberals said, well, there's something wrong with the grading system. We got to just get rid of the grading system. Because white males can't be better. What if they are better? Well, this goes right back to it. Because Kim Worthy, I don't care if you're black. I care that you're a lousy prosecutor. I care that you tried to prosecute a United States Marine who was fighting back in self-defense in his own home. It's not like he ran outside, which I also have no problem with. If a guy breaks into your house and you run outside and you chase him, first of all, you're a hero. Second of all, you have incredible bravery, courage, guts, balls. And you chase him down the block. He's got a gun and starts shooting you. You shoot at him. You hit him. Guess what? They're going to charge you with murder because you left your home. We all know if you shoot a guy in your home, you have every right to do it. But if you leave the home, there's a lot of liberal prosecutors out there that will absolutely try you. Because you could have just called the police like a wussy and sat in your house shivering like a wussy. And instead, you ran outside barefoot with your pajamas on and chased a man down the street. And you shot at each other. If you shoot him, they're going to charge you with murder because you shouldn't have left the house. You had a chance to not kill him and you killed him. That's murder. And it's ridiculous, but that's okay. I'm on the guy's side. I contribute to the legal defense, and I want him found innocent by a jury if that happens. But he didn't do any of that. This poor guy shot a guy in his house. Since when is that a crime? Well, in Michigan, in Detroit, wherever you have severe, strict gun control, this is what you've got. Scary. Kim Worthy, terrible person. Prosecutor tried to prosecute a U.S. Marine. Robert Mueller's FBI gave Orgy Island billionaire Epstein easy go. Today, details were released on his widespread child sex abuse. So today, the Miami Herald published an extensive report on Democrat donor and Clinton confidant Jeffrey Epstein's child sex. Epstein abused dozens, if not hundreds, of teen girls. It's all well documented that former President Bill Clinton flew on convicted child offender Jeffrey Epstein's private jet. And Robert Mueller was FBI director when Epstein was given a lenient 13-month jail stint for his years of child sex abuse. In June 2016, Gateway Pundit reported Bill Clinton visited the infamous Orgy Island, owned by Jeffrey Epstein. Little St. James Island appears to be somewhat of a gathering place. You know, any guy who likes to rape teen girls, I can understand why they're on an island called Little St. James Island. That's probably the only way they can ever get it. They go after little girls. What disgusting, horrible, predator animals these people are. Police found tons of photos of young women on the island, even interviewed eyewitnesses. Epstein was hit with a mere slap on the wrist after pleading to a single charge of prostitution. He later served 13 months of his 18-month jail sentence. In 2008, Epstein was hit again, this time with a $50 million civil suit after another victim, a woman, made a filing in a federal court claiming she was recruited by Epstein to give him a massage, but was forced into having sexual intercourse with him for $200, which was payable upon completion. Now we find out the corrupt Mueller from the phony Russian Trump hoax was the head of the FBI at the time Epstein's case was prosecuted. It looks like Mueller was even involved in the case. It was run out of D.C. Wow. 5 months after the plea deal was reached, FBI agents still haven't interviewed all the victims and witnesses. FBI agents haven't seen all the physical evidence. I mean, I don't know what more you have to hear about to realize what a horrible lowlife Mueller is. And to have no more respect for the FBI at all, at least the leadership of the FBI. And then here's another article about the same topic. Bill Clinton took 26 junkets with deviant Jeffrey Epstein. And yet Trump banned the perverts from Mar-a-Lago. There's the difference between Clinton and Trump, and you're trying to make it like Trump is a bad guy. The Miami Herald published an extensive report on Democrat donor Clinton confidant Jeffrey Epstein's sexual proclivities. So 26 times. Here it is. Bill Clinton took 26 junkets with sexual diva Jeffrey Epstein. 26 flights on Jeffrey Epstein's Lolita Express in 3 years. To Brunei, Norway, Russia, Singapore, Hong Kong, Japan, the Azores, Africa, Belgium, China, and New York. Donald Trump, meanwhile, banned Jeffrey Epstein from Mar-a-Lago and Palm Beach. Banned him from the premises after he was seen hitting on a teenage girl. There's your difference between Donald Trump and Bill Clinton. And the liberal media sides with the Clintons and hates Trump so badly. We get back, we'll take some calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I see Cam from Connecticut lined up first. We'll take your calls up next. Wayne on the Root, Warren Al. RootForAmerica.com is the website. RootForAmerica.com. No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes five different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's six pure 1 ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable level as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, imported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
War now.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
It's just amazing what liars the mainstream media is. It's been confirmed that Obama administration used tear gas on migrants far more often than Trump. Border Patrol agents forced to use tear gas to fight back migrant caravan attempting to illegally enter the United States. Agents were pelted with rocks. Mainstream media lost its collective mind. How could Trump gas women and children? The Obama administration used tear gas far more often. Where's the coverage on that? Federal agents used tear gas on the U.S.-Mexico border dozens of times during the Obama administration. According to DHS data obtained by Fox News, U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency has used this specific kind of tear gas. I can't pronounce it, but it says 2-chlorobenzaldine malonactrotrine. It's known as tear gas, 126 times since 2010. During the Obama administration, tear gas was used on the border 26 times in 12, 27 times in 2013, 15 times in 2014, 8 times in 2015, 3 times in 2016. That compares to 18 times in 2017, 29 times in 18 during the Trump administration. So Obama used tear gas. Nobody said a word. Trump used it. He's the worst man in the world. Obama separated women from children. No one said a word. Trump did it. He's Hitler, and he's the KKK, and he's a Nazi. Wow. A Prayer of Vengeance is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I don't know if I'll recommend books on my show, because I don't have time to read books. I barely have the time to write one, and I've been busy writing Trump Rules, my newest book. But I have a great one to recommend to you. I managed to squeeze in one book on an airplane flight when I addressed the Wyoming GOP a week ago. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines, the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. It's the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon the powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like the Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you love A Prayer of Vengeance. Wayne Root loves it. Book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford, available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about the book at prayerofvengeance.com. Prayerofvengeance.com or go to Amazon. Great Christmas gift. All right, 833-WAR-TALK. We'll take some calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Let's take Cam from Connecticut on line one. Cam, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, greetings from the frozen north. How are you doing, Wayne?
Great. I'm in the beautiful desert tundra of Las Vegas.
Yeah,
what's happening, Cam?
So, I just want to say a few things about the caravan that I think are probably obvious, considering that the government's pretty smart on this. The caravan, bunch of thousand people, they go to the most heavily guarded and trafficked border between the U.S. and Mexico, mostly because, you know, most cameras are going to go there instead of somewhere out in the middle of nowhere, Texas. Now, the one thing I want to say is that if I was an insurgent, and I hate to throw this out there because someone might think this is a good idea, but it is, if I'm an insurgent in that caravan, I would have broken off long ago, hired a coyote, and gone over where there's not hundreds of cameras and thousands of people waiting. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. It was all staged. It was all BS. They staged them in the right place. The cameras would be waiting. They knew they wouldn't get in, but they knew they'd create worldwide sympathy.
Yeah, and I think a big thing about like people who are trying to rush it, I mean, you know, it sucks that this has to happen. But, you know, people come up here because we got a good life, you know, for the most part. But people who are rushing the gates, you know, I got to say they're either going to do that from the outset or, you know, somewhere along the way, they just got desperate. People do bad things when they're desperate. And then, you know, I got to say, man, the women and children are kind of on their hands for doing that crazy stuff.
Right. If there are many women and children, there aren't. They push them to the front. They might have invited them just to make them human shields. They want them to be the ones who get hit by tear gas, or they should be the ones who get hit by rubber bullets. You know, this has gone on for years. I've seen it as a Jew who follows what happens in Israel. It happens every day. The Muslims are vicious there in the Palestinian world, and they push the women to the front when they attack Israel, and then the women get shot and killed. They're praying that a stray bullet hits a woman or a child, specifically a child, because it'll make their cause all over the world gets headlines. It's just like that. Remember when that baby Cam washed up, a baby, one of the immigrants had a baby, and the baby, a refugee immigrant, and the baby washed up on the beaches of, I think, Libya. And that picture
that was in
went
Turkey or Greece.
Yeah, it might have been Turkey, but it washed up on the beach. They showed that picture, that image, all over the world. It led off the evening news, and everybody said, oh, we got to let all the refugees in now. And now Europe has 1.5 million refugees. Even Hillary Clinton said the other day that look what Europe did to itself by letting in 1.5 million. She didn't say you ruined Europe. She would never say something like that. She said it forced the right to become more prominent, the extreme right, the far right. That's why they're there, because you let in 1.5 million, you shouldn't have let them in. Hillary even said that. All because of that one image of that one baby on the beach. I feel bad for the baby, but that's not the point. I don't have to let in the whole world because of one baby on a beach. Wayne Oliver with one out.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
War now.
USA Radio News.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is one step closer to being Speaker of the House. House Democrats nominated Pelosi in a closed-door meeting today.
And it was so inspiring to hear my colleagues place my name in nomination once again for Speaker of the House.
President Trump is threatening to shut down the border permanently to prevent illegal immigrants from crossing the border. Now, the president is also hoping for a $5 billion in the next budget. That money would go towards a wall and border security. Republican Senator of Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, tells Fox News what concerns him the most.
My concern is right now they're massing in Tijuana. My concern is they'll get organized. They'll start coming into the areas of the border where there aren't barriers, and it'll become an even bigger problem, and we'll start seeing larger and larger caravans.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is War Now, the
Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the reason I have a voice, when my voice easily gets hoarse and has disappeared several times in my life, but not since I started doing a radio show, and I use it all day long. Makes no sense, right? Except for the fact that I've used My Doctor Suggest since the beginning of this radio show. My voice is now a workhorse. Never missed a minute on the air in 3 years. 60 hours a month, 720 hours a year on the air. So this is year number three is about to commence. So I've been on the air over 2,000 hours in the last 3 years and never missed a minute because of a hoarse voice. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. I also don't get colds. That's where My Doctor Suggests comes in. They've got colloidal silver lozenges. Lozenges. I guess that's the way you pronounce it. Lozenges. And I love the cherry one, but I've also got apple here. I've also got orange here. I've also got honey here. But my favorite is cherry by far. I use them 90% of the time. And I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. And the silver destroys bacteria, virus, and yeast. It comes in a liquid gel and a lozenge. And when the silver comes in contact with the germs for 2 minutes, boom, destroys them. Imagine sucking out a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems I am living through for 3 years on the air. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable, magical lozenges today. All you do is call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868. It's the throat lozenges of Wayne Allyn Root that keep my voice golden. 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and tell them Wayne Root sent you. All right, we've got our guest here, Christina Layla. Today's been an all-female guest day. Brigitte Gabrielle was earlier today. Now it's Christina Layla. And beautiful women as well. The Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor, Christina. Gateway, thegatewaypundit.com, thegatewaypundit.com. And we're going to talk about the top stories trending at the Gateway Pundit today. Great site, my go-to site. Always great stuff that fuels my show. All the stories that I like to talk about are right at the Gateway Pundit. And by the way, right at the top, first of all, hello, Christina Layla. How are you, darling?
Hello. Fine. How are you?
Good. And right at the top, I got to mention the story that's on there right now. You and my producer, Andrew, went over this stuff earlier today, what we're going to talk about. But the top story is the most interesting one right this moment. Stormy Daniels accuses Michael Avenatti of filing Trump defamation case against her wishes and not accounting for donations. You know you're in trouble when the porn star thinks that she's more high class than your dirty lawyer, you know? I think that's hilarious.
Right. So I guess the money that was raised on GoFundMe to pay for various things such as her security or, you know, perhaps his car payment, who knows. She says that she has no idea where the money's gone. And she's left with a bill now for $350,000. That is what Trump is asking for legal fees. And a judge has ordered her to pay Trump's legal fees. And now she's saying, well, this lawsuit was filed without my knowledge, or against her wishes, actually. What a mess.
That is amazing. That is, it's amazing. I mean, this guy, Avenatti, just can't win for losing. Everybody hates him now. He's got to be the most hated man in America. I mean, liberals have run away from him like he's the plague. And conservatives, of course, have always hated him. So he's got nobody anymore when he talks about running for president. Nobody.
Right. Well, you know, the eternal optimist will say he's a perfect Democrat candidate. He was just arrested for alleged domestic abuse. He's under two criminal investigations right now. Grassley referred him twice to the Justice Department. So kind of sounds like you're a perfect Democrat.
All right. And being that you sat through my my commercial, I guess you'd call it, for my sponsor, I always like to give kudos to my sponsors. My Doctor Suggests colloidal silver lozenges. And that's the reason that I'm not spending all my time going, it's because of those lozenges. But that reminds me of the next story. Hillary Clinton is constantly going, Hillary Clinton returns on the first night of her tour in Toronto with a massive coughing fit, the kind that she had right before she was running for president. And people like me and you, Christina, told our audience that she's sick and something. She's very ill. Something's very wrong with her. She's a very ill woman. And, of course, she covered it all up. The media covered it up. And now she's back on her coughing tour. So tell us about that as well.
Well, Right, Wayne. And we get called conspiracy theorists when we say that Hillary has health problems. And it's so obvious. She has this persistent cough. And when she suffers these attacks, she can't talk. She was sipping water. She couldn't gain control. And her husband was sitting next to her. This is on their tour. They just started this 13-city tour, an evening with the Clintons. And by the way, they were talking to hundreds of empty seats in Toronto last night. They couldn't even fill the place up. I don't even think it was a quarter of the way full. It was almost empty, and she started coughing, and you could see the moderator was very uncomfortable, and he was trying to ignore it. But she was, once again, had suffered another coughing fit, and the media will ignore this, of course.
Yeah, it's a very strange thing that, you know, if a Republican coughed once, they'd say he's dying of cancer. You know, and if a Democrat coughs nonstop like a sickly woman and gets thrown like a rag doll into her, you know, SUV by a team of Secret Service agents, the media says absolutely nothing. But it kind of reminds me of the story I read on my show a few moments ago that listed the exact number of times, like it's the government, Homeland Security listed the exact number of times that border agents needed to use tear gas at the border under Obama versus Trump. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's like 10 to 1. Obama used tear gas 10 to 1. Never heard it mentioned. I didn't know anyone had ever used tear gas. I actually, as much as the media, Christina Lela, was attacking Trump for using tear gas, I was celebrating and saying how great, how refreshing, a president's finally willing to do something. He used tear gas. I didn't know that Obama used it every other day, but nobody ever said a word about it. What liars this media is. It's unbelievable.
Right, and they show old pictures, those Getty and Reuters images from 2014 of the children that are wrapped in foil, and says, oh, look, Trump keeps these children in cages and jails. And those are old photos from when Obama was president.
Right.
And this is the type of media we're dealing with. It's okay when Obama used tear gas, but, you know, Trump can't. They're throwing projectiles at our U.S. Border Patrol. They're storming the border. They actually breached the fence in Tijuana going into the U.S. And so what are we supposed to do? We have to respond.
Right, but remember, it's not just that they covered up how much tear gas Obama used and now they're attacking Trump for using it. They also covered up that he separated women from children, like you said, with those photos. Obama did far more separation of women and children than Trump did, and not one liberal said one word. Not one. It's beyond the pale. It's too much to believe. It's just a complete cover-up. It's a complete conspiracy. It's a complete fraud. The media's in bed with the Democrats, and they're just, they wink at each other all day long. It's a big, giant cluster, you know what. Let me ask you about one topic here that you wanted to talk about that I didn't even know about. There's a leak out now, and two key answers Trump gave to Mueller under oath are now out. And I didn't know that, and I didn't see the article. Could you tell us what are the two key answers Trump gave to Mueller under oath?
Okay, so CNN is reporting that they've obtained two written responses. So this is a leak, supposedly, to CNN. They said they didn't read the full readout of the written answers, but they're claiming that Trump told Mueller, written down under oath, that Roger Stone did not tell him about WikiLeaks, nor was he told about the 2016 Trump Tower meeting that Don Jr. had with that Russian lawyer. First of all, both of those things aren't even against the law. So what Mueller is doing is asking questions about something that's perfectly legal in an effort to catch people in a perjury trap. That's all he's doing.
And if he doesn't like your answers, he comes after you and threatens to put you in jail for the rest of your life.
Right. They go around in circles like they did with, you know, Dr. Corsi, another associate, where they asked a question for 40 hours. And he's 72 years old, and they just kept going in circles and asking him all these questions and confusing him. And they said, oh, well, we caught you in a false statement, so now you have to say you lied. This has nothing to do with Russian collusion.
Tell me about the Corsi thing. What is the deal with that? I don't really understand what's happening with Jerome Corsi. I mean, they want to put him in jail for what reason? What did he do wrong?
He didn't do anything wrong. They just have these emails where he was corresponding with Roger Stone, where he's just, you know, saying there's going to be another WikiLeaks dump, which everybody knew there was one coming in October. He started one in July of 2016, right before the Democrat National Convention. And then he had another one where he was going to bring an October surprise. And so, of course, he's just speculating, well, it might be Podesta, could be a bunch of different things because it came from one of the servers. And so, obviously, Podesta's a campaign manager, and he's speculating that Podesta's emails would be released. He never spoke to Julian Assange. And so they just want this narrative to keep going that there was Russian collusion. He's literally being persecuted as a journalist at this point.
Amazing. And former CIA chief John Brennan, another one of the headlines of the Gateway Pundit today, lashed out at Donald Trump and suggests Trump will be deposed and removed by force. That could be the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Right. So John Brennan fired off a tweet last night, and he worded it very, it's a curious wording. So he said to Trump, "You remind me of how many corrupt authoritarian leaders abroad behaved before they were deposed." So what he's saying is authoritarian leaders abroad aren't deposed as in giving a deposition. They're removed from office. That's what he's saying.
All right, Christina, the music is on. That means we got to run. The last thing I want to get in real quick is just Nancy Pelosi is going to be the new speaker. Even amidst rebellion, Nancy Pelosi gets the nod as the speaker. And as far as my show is concerned, radio and TV, as far as your The Gateway Pundit website's concerned, it's Christmas. That's the greatest news I've ever heard. We've got Nancy Pelosi to use as a punching bag for the next 2 years. Hip, hip, hooray! What say you?
That's going to be a lot of fun. Yes, right now she's the speaker designate, so they're going to vote.
This is going to be a lot of fun. The Gateway Pundit, I make it my first stop every morning, and I prepare my show by looking at the articles at the Gateway Pundit. Great stuff. Thanks for all the work you do, Christina.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio. We shall return. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy. I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
Deck the halls with new My Pillows. You know, if you want to give those special people in your life a gift that will keep on giving all year long, consider the gift of great sleep, a good night's rest. And you can give that with this great special from my friends at My Pillow. The My Pillow Christmas special, their lowest price ever on the 4-pack special. It includes free shipping, and their usual 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended until March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, enter my promo code USA. You'll get 2 premium My Pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. Nothing better than the gift of restorative sleep. And by the way, you can keep 2 of the pillows for yourself and give away 2. You know that. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows at 1 low price. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, enter my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Remember, my promo code USA can be used for just about anything on the MyPillow.com website.
War now! By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR now. So, check me out in the next, in the next 8 minutes. I'll be on Newsmax TV. Channel 349, DirecTV, Channel 216 Dish, many cable systems all over the United States. Newsmax TV and the Wayne Allen Root Show will be on. And you will see that I've lost not just weight, but 10 years of age. They've set back the clock, Synergenics, 10 to 15 years. Absolute cold, stone cold 10 years, maybe 15. I look that much younger. And it's because of Synergenics. They are the worldwide leader in age management medicine, which is otherwise known as healthy aging, otherwise known as anti-aging, otherwise known as defying aging. It's a proven scientific approach, custom tailored to each individual. And they put me on it, and that we've done, I've been on it, let's see, June, July, August, September, October, November. So this is my sixth month, coming to the end of my sixth month, and we've done six blood tests, and each test has been better than the next. In almost every single category. I won't say every category, I'll say almost every category. You know, at various times, every category has been better. And right now, I believe every single category is much better than the day I started. But I'm saying there are some months where maybe one is up and maybe 12 are down, you know, in a positive way. And then there's another month where a different one is up and 12 are down. But overall, every one of them is like 1,000 times better than it was 6 months ago. And I was pre-diabetes and insulin resistant, and I am not anymore. And I was high cholesterol. I'm not anymore. I was low testosterone. I'm not anymore. I was low HGH, human growth hormone. I'm not anymore. All reversed. And this is while I'm eating more each day, and losing weight and working out less each day and gaining muscle. I only work out 30 minutes a day now. I used to work out 2 hours a day. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER. Ask them for your free, no-obligation consultation. Ask them for the Wayne Root lube job. Tell them you want to look under the hood and tune the engine and change the oil like they did for Wayne Root. Make you 10 years younger. 888-YOUNGER. Toll free anywhere in the USA. Main clinic in Las Vegas, but anywhere in the USA. If you happen to live in Vegas and you're listening to me, boy, are you lucky because the clinic is here. And people fly in from all around the world to go to their clinic here and spend a four-day weekend in Vegas. But instead, you get to just drive from your home and stay there a few hours and go home. Pretty cool. Aren't you lucky? 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the USA, but they have clinics all over the country. Register at Cinegenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S.com, Cinegenics.com. All right, so I identify things on this show that the mainstream media won't even talk about. They won't even mention. The CDC, the Center for Disease Control, identifies 31 states with 116 confirmed cases of a polio-like disease. These are all kids who are now paralyzed with a polio-like disease. And as sure as I'm standing here, I will not tell you I know. Just like, by the way, the media has lied and said that Wayne Root said that the October 1st Vegas massacre was a terror attack by ISIS and Islamic forces. I never said that. That's not what I said. I said it might be. I said it's a big mistake not to dig into it. It was a big mistake by the FBI to announce hours after ISIS took credit for it that ISIS had nothing to do with it. When ISIS never in history, there's not a single proven case where they took credit for something they didn't do. I said that being that ISIS said they were going to attack the Vegas Strip, and ISIS always uses concert venues and hotels, and the Muslim race seems to hate gambling. It would make sense they used a concert at a hotel, at a casino in Vegas when they said they were going to attack the Strip, and it happened on the Strip, and then they took credit for it when they've never taken credit for anything that they hadn't done. That's what every Muslim terror expert who's been on my show has said time and time again, that it's lies in the media when they say, oh, they take credit for everything. When in reality, they only take credit for things they've done. ISIS has never been caught in a lie, is what they tell me. So all I said was it was just premature of them to cross it out. And it was also, I think, this whole thing just smells bad. They've never given us any answers. So it's a lie to say I called an ISIS terror attack. It's truthful to say Wayne Root has asked 1,000 questions about the Vegas massacre. Same thing with what I'm about to say now. 31 states with 116 confirmed cases of polio-like disease. Do I know this is because of illegal immigration? No. Do I know this is because of illegal aliens? No. Do I know it's because you stuck kids in classrooms, come from weird, strange, exotic countries and locations that have weird diseases that we eradicated 100 years ago and 50 years ago, and they're bringing them back to our country because they don't have shots and vaccines, and they live in a third world hellhole, crap hole, you know what hole, and they're bringing them all back to our country? Do I know that to be a fact? No. Do I think there's a possibility we should be asking that question? Absolutely. So don't ever say, right-wing watch or any of you liberal nutcases, that Wayne Root's a conspiracy theorist. Don't ever say that Wayne Root said that illegals are bringing disease to our country and they're causing the polio-like disease. I don't know that. I didn't say that. I'm someone who asks a lot of smart questions. I've asked a lot of smart questions about the Vegas massacre, and I ask a lot of smart questions about Barack Obama and where he came from and why I never saw him at Columbia University, and I ask a lot of smart questions about a new disease that reminds us of polio in so many ways. Why is it here? It's a rare polio-like disease, also known as AFM, leads to a sudden onset of paralysis. And there's more and more cases growing every day, and it's mostly children. Wow, 90% of the patients with AFM have been children younger than 4. Most of the children experienced a viral illness with symptoms including fever and cough 3 to 10 days before they became paralyzed. It's a very scary thing. And there's a lot of reasons to not want these caravans in America, to not want illegals in America, to not want Muslim refugees in America. This could very well be one of the biggest ones. I want to keep my children safe. Newsmax TV coming up next. War Now.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.